One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
In the long ago, newsreels of my childhood, idyllic scenes of Queensland.
Brisbane revels in the sun. Life should be all leisure in such a place. The Queensland State Parliament administers a territory bigger than Britain, France, Germany, and Italy put together.
There, among the pineapples and bananas, a young Chris Bailey.
I can even look back fondly on Brisbane because to me, in my mind's eye vision, I know this is not reality, but it's like I grew up in a 1950s American B-grade black and white movie. Because whenever I think back to Brisbane, that's what it looks like.
But dark forces were at work in subtropical Brisbane.
Well, in regard to this question, let us have first things first also, and I'll answer that question in a few moments.
Former Queensland Premier Joe Bielke-Peterson. Under Joe, Queensland became the Moonlight State, where dodgy was everywhere, and if you got in the way, you were in danger.
This, of course, is the emotional side that, of course, you people, and that's your job to sell papers and to create emotional issues, would raise.
Queensland was considered to be the deep north. And it's really weird. I mean, I've read a lot of myth and bollocks about how difficult it was, but, and once again, it's all relative. But when I think back, I kind of think that semi-repressed atmosphere, it's a perfect breeding ground for, like, those who wish to rebel. Because if you lived in Utopia, what would be the point of kicking against the pricks?
Life is great in the Sunshine State. Every Queensland heart sings a song. To its tablelands and its golden sands, we are proud to say we belong.
In 1973, Chris Bailey formed The Saints. Soon, they released a record that was heard all around the world. Was punk before we knew what that meant. Well before the Sex Pistols, the Clash and the Damned. Only the Ramones had gone there before.
Yeah.
Some of the songs from the Saints' first album. Chris Bailey, Ivor Hay, Ed Cooper, going full throttle. Kids loved it. The music establishment looked down its nose and pigeonholed the Saints into the emerging UK punk sound. The Saints always had a much bigger musical vision. But as Chris Bailey told Radio National's Robbie Buck, it was hard to escape that punk label.
Quite via luck, you got picked up in London.
Yeah.
Predated the Sex Pistols with a song like that. And of course.
And then got labelled as punk rock, which is that that's all she wrote.
Yeah.
It's just all been crap since then.
Yeah.
An assortment of Saints tunes, 13 studio albums, 17 singles, and many band lineups since 1973. The Saints were punk pioneers who went on to achieve so much more. ARIA Hall of Famers in 2001. I'm Stranded, single and album, among the most influential recordings of all time. And Chris Bailey? Well, a great songwriter and a truly compelling rock frontman. After a life of poetry and music, Chris Bailey died in April. He was 62.
Despite my gregarious exterior, I'm actually quite a grouch and I do like my own company. And the thing I like about songwriting is it's a fairly solitary task. And that's where I do spend a lot of time. And I think if that's all I did, it would be a bit depressing, really. So I'm very lucky I do have the other side, because I bang on about hating touring and stuff, but if truth be known, I actually love it. Give me a tour bus, give me a rock band, give me an itinerary, and I'm as happy as a pig in shit.
Time slips away.